My fellow Americans, the hour is late, but I must talk with you. Please forgive me for the bluntness of this message. I don't have the luxury of time and speechwriters, so I'll speak from my heart. For too long, Americans like you have been pawns in a game of chess where the rules are made by those with power and wealth. Perhaps like most Americans, you've thought that life, jobs, money, retirement, and the American laws were all created so you could compete on a level playing field. Some of you have suspected something was wrong for a long time, but the vast majority of you will find what I share to be shocking, and you'll have a hard time accepting it. Imagine my own surprise when, as President of the United States, I was told I did not have high enough security clearances to an entire area of national security and secret multi-trillion-dollar budgets that not even Congress controls. My friends, you have been deceived on so many levels. With the standard excuse that the government is protecting you, we have used crisis after crisis to steal your constitutional rights and your privacy. Your government has even used false flag events to create the crises upon which your rights would be stolen. My own father's words to me half a century ago come back to haunt me. When I was 14 years old, he said, "What the government takes from you, it never gives back." How right he was. Your identities have been intentionally stolen by your own government in a cooperative effort with large international corporations and with the grotesquely inadequate security of American companies with major databases of every citizen. From time immemorial, governments have used wars and crises to control people, but our own government has taken this practice to levels you cannot possibly imagine. While you and your parents before you have focused on raising your families, building careers, and serving your country, the cartel of evil has been surreptitiously destroying the very foundation of this great nation. I fear you've been too busy to notice that they declared war against you and your children long ago. For them, this is a generational war. They knew they could not win overnight. Unbeknownst to millions of good Americans, they had a plan to control the minds and hearts of future generations. And today, you are that generation. This evil intends to fully enslave you, your children, and your children's children. Believe me, they are far better funded and more committed to their ambitious plans than all the conservatives and Christians combined. And they are very close to final victory. Your family's future, and our nation stands on the precipice of darkness, and our very survival hangs in the balance. I cannot take the time now to tell you the details of how I know all this, and if I speak with a sense of urgency, it's because I expect this broadcast may be interrupted before I finish. It's very hard in my position to know who can be trusted. Like you, everything I do as your president is monitored 24/7. You see, I'm streaming this live from my own cell phone in the Oval Office to a YouTube account. Based on what I've learned, this video is likely to be deleted by YouTube immediately, so this may be the only time you hear this. The forces at work are far more powerful than you can imagine. As your president, I've sat in secret boardrooms around the world with international bankers, billionaires and trillionaires, prime ministers, kings and queens, and even more powerful people whose names you've never heard. As your president, I've been given agendas and mandates. I've been pressured, coaxed, and threatened. And I've been told every president since JFK has cooperated. I've been promised more wealth than I could ever spend. And believe it or not, I've even been promised eternal life if only I would sell my soul. I've seen and heard things I cannot speak of now. While my colleagues, advisors, consultants, and even some of my dearest friends have all been bought or yielded out of fear, I will not sell my soul, and I will not betray you, the American people, although I expect this will cost me my life. There was a time when, like you, I thought the President of the United States was the most powerful man in the world. Oh, how wrong and naive I have been. Only by standing together in unity can Americans hope to fight the lies and the extremist agenda that seeks to destroy the America we once knew. My friends, evil is upon us, and our nation's salvation hangs on this moment in time with profound eternal significance. With determination and by God's grace and mercy, we can bring America back from the precipice. But today I must speak the truth. Hope alone is not enough. Together we must expose evil for what it is. We must speak the truth and expose the lies. We must not back up any longer. Evil forces have hijacked America, and I wonder in this late hour if it's too late to save her. I say this with great conviction. If Americans do not take a stand now, America will fall. And if America falls, the last great bastion of truth and freedom on earth will fall. Friends, we are the last stand. By God's divine plan, America alone has stood at the gates of hell, barring evil from escaping and tearing this world apart. But in these last decades, we have done little to defend our freedom. We have laid down our arms. We have all but surrendered. How tragic, not just for America, but for the whole world. There has long been a massive war for the soul of America, and yet Americans have either been unconcerned or totally oblivious. I am deeply saddened to be the first American president to tell you that we have lost almost all of our God-given constitutional rights. Our right to privacy, our right to due process, and the protections against unlawful arrests and imprisonments. Our right not to have our property taken without just compensation. Our right to religious freedom. Our right to freedom of speech. Protections against unlawful searches and seizures. And even our right to keep and bear arms has been all but destroyed. Believe me, the wolves are not done trying to shred every last freedom you possess. This nation once stood for what is right and good and true. We helped each other, lifted each other up, and acknowledged God as our benefactor. We were a beacon of light to the whole world, and we sacrificed our lives to free others. We no longer are that, America. Evil has taken over our institutions and our system of government. Internet spying, hacking, malware, and the appropriation of virtually all your personal information has created a crisis of epic proportions. And I'm deeply saddened that our own government has led this vicious assault. A massive brainwashing conglomerate of mainstream media has been misleading the average American. I am tortured by the thought that I have been a part of this agenda, and I beg your forgiveness, although much of the time I was an unwitting accomplice. Unfortunately, most Americans have been asleep for a long time, and during this time, evil has been infiltrating America, and evil has gained great power and influence. Nowhere is that more evident than on the Internet. What goes on in the dark web is shocking, and I cannot even speak here of such darkness and maintain the dignity of this office. These global powers have facilitated and promoted this worldwide web of abhorrent, immoral, and criminal conduct, and it's tearing the fabric of America apart. Good is called evil, and evil is called good. In the mainstream, objective news no longer exists, and what remains are massive empires of propaganda with the most powerful brainwashing network the world has ever known. Many of my fellow Americans are waking up to this reality. But I wonder if it's too late. Listen to me, my friends. I plead with you. The hour is late, but if you do not take your country back, this great nation will surely fall into darkness. I hope and pray you recognize the imminence of the coming judgment. I wish there was an easy solution, but we're way past that. I urge you. No, I implore you. Pray, stay alert, and do not surrender your soul. I ask you to join me in a solemn commitment, but do so only after serious thought and after you've measured the cost for you and your family. This is my promise to you. I will not sell my soul. I will not surrender to evil. I will stand for what is true and right and against all that is false and wrong. However many days I have left, I commit to live each day according to the precepts of God's holy word. And I will never give up, never compromise righteousness, never yield to evil, and if I must die, I will die in the battlefield of Almighty God. So be it. Amen. God bless and protect you in the days ahead, and God bless America.